put the key in the car, turn the ignition, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Cool, pale light crawled beneath the drapes. His head throbbed like a maraca forgotten on a dusty stage. There was a woman next to him in bed, and she kept saying, "Hello."
"Miss Gaskell."
"Thoughtless intrusions. Who's that?"
"We love your work."
"And you let an old lady finish her writing before you come hollering like some pesky possum."
"Let us in!"
"Oh, go away. Damn critters. Don't they know it's rude to interrupt? Now, let's see. We got a young man and a... God damn it!"
"Miss Gaskell, you look beautiful. Absolutely beautiful."
"Flattery never helped my husband."
"Oh, Miss Gaskell.
Can't you see I'm in the middle of a thought, young man?"
"Yes, Miss Gaskell. You'll have many more thoughts. You're a genius."
"What do you want? Can't you see I'm writing?"
"Oh, I don't need to see it. I can hear your typewriter down the hall. It's music to my ears."
"Just leave me be."
"I'd love to, Miss Gaskell. But you have a visitor."
"Hello, Miss Gaskell. I'm sorry to intrude."
"I'll leave you two to get acquainted."
"Thank you."
"And remember, it's chicken fajita night."
"Chicken fajita night. Too dry. They don't even marinate the bird."
"Boy, that guy sure seemed a little excited."
"Who are you?"
"My name's Ed Champion, and I'm with the Bat Segundo Show."
"Who?"
"Bat Segundo. It's a literary podcast. Or was. I don't really do interviews anymore, but, I hope you don't mind if I gush."
"Flattery never helped my husband."
"I'm a big fan of your work, and I was hoping we could chat. Perhaps sit down for an interview?"
"I've got nothing to say. Can't you see I'm trying to write? It's one of the last things I have left. Time. You'll learn all about that in 30 years.
"Miss Gaskell, I've read all your work, including the annotated volumes put out by Gray Area Press, but I'm not the usual interviewer. You see, I do a lot of research. I know, for example, that you still write every day, even here in this rest home, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., that you still use a typewriter."
"And I'm still writing, young man. Can't you hear? Alone, I cannot be."
"For hosts do visit me."
"So, you know your poetry."
"And I still wear a watch. It's 2:30 now. We're just outside your writing time. I knew all about that. And, Miss Gaskell, well, I think you're one of the most overlooked storytellers in America. And I feel it's very important for my listeners to know."
"They don't need to know anything. They can read my work. Good day."
"That's just it. You see, there's something else. It's not so much that people are reading your work. They seem to be living it."
"Mr. Champion, I'm sure my work is quite vivid to my readers."
"I've been doing some investigation, and, well, it's more than vivid."
"That's no concern of mine. Once a story leaves my typewriter, it's no longer mine. If people feel it's real, maybe more real than their humdrum lives, that's not my business."
"Oh, but it is. Miss Gaskell, have you been hearing voices?"
"If I heard any voices, I'm certainly not going to tell a stranger I've only known for 2 minutes.
"Don't worry, Miss Gaskell. I won't tell the staff. I believe you're quite sane. My investigations..."
"I didn't come to this home willingly. They had to drag me out because..."
"Because what?"
"My neighbors noticed certain sounds emanating from my apartment."
"Don't talk to him, Miss Gaskell."
"We know."
"God damn it."
"Let us in."
"Did you hear that?"
No. "And that's okay, because you're not the only one hearing these things. These sounds, what did your neighbors hear?"
"Loud bangs at night. Whispers."
"Ah, I see."
"My typewriter seems to trigger them."
I don't think it was your typewriter. Miss Gaskell, I have tracked down about 6 separate cases of creative types, all of them geniuses, all in sound mental health, hearing voices.
Miss Gaskell.
Let us in!
Leave me alone, all of you!
Miss Gaskell, are you okay?
Let us in!
Miss Gaskell, stay with me. Whatever it is, I'm a friend. I'm a...
Tell him to stop.
Pattern language.
Miss Gaskell, you know us.
Who can build the architecture?
With words.
That will let us in to the new world.
Miss Gaskell.
Yes. Keep typing.
Cool. Pale light crawled beneath the drapes.
That's it.
Yes, the word.
That's the way in.
His head throbbed like a maraca forgotten on a dusty stage. There was a woman next to him in bed, and she kept saying hello.
What the?
Step into the white light, Miss Gaskell.
It's so beautiful.
No, Miss Gaskell, step away. That's one of the bad portals. It's what the others saw.
Come inside.
It will be just fine.
We have chicken fajitas.
Miss Gaskell.
We have real chicken fajitas.
Marinated even.
Miss Gaskell? Miss Gaskell! Where did you go? Orderly? Orderly? Oh my God. Christ, she's gone!
You've been listening to the prologue for The Gray Area, written and directed by Edward Champion. Chris Smith appeared as Virginia Gaskell. Edward Champion appeared as Ed Champion. Zachary Michael appeared as the Orderly. Greta Christie appeared as Demon Number 1. And Pete Lutz appeared as Demon Number 2. If you have liked what you have heard, please consider leaving us an iTunes review or supporting our program through our Patreon page, where there are exciting rewards, including access to our annotated scripts and much else. Go to patreon.com/grayareapod. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. Name a social media place. If we're not there, we will be. There's also Instagram, where we recently put up some videos of exciting pancake foley that we made for a forthcoming episode. You're going to want to look at those videos. The catch-all handle for all this is Gray Area Pod. You can also go to our website at grayareapod.com to subscribe to this feed, leave a comment, or, hey, say hello, which, as it so happens, is the name of our next thrilling episode, which is coming in 2 weeks' time. Special thanks to Jonathan Ames, Sasha Arnold, Austin Beach, Aaron Bennett, Matthew Boudreau, Jason Bowe, Christopher Bird, Emily Carding, Robert Cudmore, Devney Demacia, Chris Fletcher, Claudia Berenice Garza, Sarah Golding, Jen Halbert, Daniel Handler, Gabriela Jimenez, Fred Kish, Matthew McLean, John Osborne, Rena Patel, Michael Saldati, Paul Sading, Gary Steingart, Darren Strauss, Mark Stein, Scarlett Thomas, Georgette Thompson, Tim Torre, along with the actors and many others who I may have inadvertently forgotten for their invaluable help, feedback, kindness, inspiration, and support during the production of this episode and this program. This project took 14 months for me to make. It was a huge gamble. I never thought I would complete it. And I really could not have made this without these incredibly kind and generous individuals. They all reminded me, and you should know this too, that people for the most part are good and kind and that no one should ever get in the way of you expressing your voice. With that in mind, we've got some really fun and very emotional stories coming up. Stay tuned and thank you for listening.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine, a journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed, worlds of the supernatural, worlds of dark satire, worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.